In the Fountainhead, Rourke wants to create in order to create. Does he care what happens to his work after that? Yes, of course he cares, but what happens is secondary. That's a consequence of what he does. It's not the essential. It's not the motive that moved him. If he didn't care, then all he would want to do is build the, draw the blueprints. He wouldn't care that much about the building. His whole way of approaching it was, there's a problem, a possibility that he sees, but agony in trying to put it all together. Ayn Rand described a creative process as, I can't remember her exact words, but in The Fountainhead, it's a combination of torture, sexual pleasure, and religious awe. And you have to struggle within that to solve the problem and see the product. Now, while you are creating, you do not think of such questions as, is it going to be taken over by TUI, or is it going to become a home for subnormal children, or is it whatever? If you think the project is something you want to exercise your faculty on, you're not living in a dictatorship, so you know there's a possibility, you don't even think of that. You think of solving the problem and what the work requires. And now, without boasting, I have to say that that is exactly the way I have always worked. Now, for instance, you take OPAR, that was my life mission from the time I met her, to organize her philosophy step by step and present it in a book. That is, of course, I was glad that people buy it and people thank me and it helps them and so on. But quite honestly, it never entered my mind when I was writing it. The only thing in my mind was, I don't understand this point. I've got to get it once and for all. Oh, now I see this connection to this, but what about that? Only that. And then after it was over, you know, I'm still not convinced how many people are helped by it. I mean, I'm glad if they are. But that was not the creative motivation. Maybe if I was aiming for a bestseller, I would be more concerned. But in the kind of creative work we're talking about, you know, that's not applicable. I saw OPAR and the fact that any book I did is like a cosmic crossword puzzle. And my goal was to try to solve it. And then, you know, somebody wanted to frame it or pay for it or whatever, that was a separate issue.